All right, precious people of God, this is our concert of prayer for the month of July. We're going to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of this nation, the nations of the world, and the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. So let's prepare our heart to pray. Stand by and let's pray, shall we?
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, all right, people of God, we're going before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in this nation. We want to go before the throne as believer priest, because that's what we are. We are believer priest. So we're going to go before the throne of God, and our very first item is we're going to pray asking God to convert the religiously deceived. Folks, we live in a world that is full of religiously deceived people. They think they're right with God, and they have no idea what it really takes to be right with God. They must be born again. Not just religious, born again. So once again, we're going to pray asking God to convert the religiously deceived. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And Father, we come before you at this time asking you to convert the religiously deceived. And Father, we have a nation and a world full of religiously deceived people. Father, there are false systems of religion in every nation of the world. And there are those in position of religious leadership within those false systems who themselves are not born again. They're religious, but lost, as were so many of the Pharisees in your day, as were so many of the Sadducees in your day. And Father, some of the greatest opposition you had when you were walking this earth was from the religious leadership of the nation. So we come before your throne. We come before your throne asking you, our Father and our God, to convert the religiously deceived. Father, penetrate the darkness. Penetrate the deception. Penetrate the false misrepresentation, the wrong understanding of the scriptures. Father God, in the holy and precious name, in every one of those false system religion, you no doubt have some who are of the elect, who are of the elect. We're asking you to quicken the elect, quicken them to understand they are in a false system of religion. Give them understanding, anoint them to understand and comprehend, and bring them into a saving knowledge of yourself. Father God, we have major systems of religion that are misrepresenting the gospel. And we're asking you to penetrate those false systems of religion and bring out those that you have known before the foundation of the world would eventually come to Christ, be born again, and adopted into the family of God. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Do it, Father God, do it. All right? Our second item. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system in this nation. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system here in the United States of America, because I promise you, Satan has penetrated our educational system. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Holy Father, Father God, we come before your throne as believer priests, as ambassadors for Christ, as children of God, as soldiers, warriors, in the conflict that takes place in the nations of the world. And we come before your throne now, Father God, asking you to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system in the United States of America. Father, we're asking you to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system. Father, we're asking you, because we understand Satan has invaded. Satan has invaded the educational system of this nation. And not only has he invaded the educational system, he has infected the educational system. So, Father, this infection is feeding the minds of young people, feeding the lives of young people. And, Father, it's in some way it is affecting the future. And when it affects the future of the young people in this nation, it affects this nation and the future of this nation. So, Father God, we're asking you to release your Holy Spirit into the educational systems of the world and in this nation. And we're asking you to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system. And whatever change that takes, whatever change that may bring, we accept it. We receive it. Because we know that without your divine intervention, it's a lost cause. And you have turned all of your work over to the church. We are the believer priest. We have access to your throne. And we're utilizing that access, asking you to neutralize the influence of Satan in our educational system. And we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. All right. Our next item. We're going to pray. And we're going to ask God to initiate a move of His Holy Spirit, bringing a spiritual renewal to the church. We need it, folks. We need it. Satan has sown his seed in this nation and the nations of the world. And we have whole systems of religion that originated in the mind of Satan as he sought to in some way obstruct the advancement of the kingdom of God by in some way misrepresenting the gospel. And folks, it has been so misrepresented in so many expressions of religious life. So we're going to pray, asking God to initiate a move of His Holy Spirit, bringing spiritual renewal to the church. We are the ambassadors for Christ. We are the believer priest. We are the warriors. So we're asking God to initiate a move of His Holy Spirit, bringing spiritual renewal to the church. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue before your throne now asking you to initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing spiritual renewal to the church. Father, we need a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing spiritual renewal to the church. And Father, help people understand who the church is, what the church is, that the church is the body of Christ on earth today. Father God, penetrate, I pray in Christ Jesus' name, the darkness and the deception of so many religious movements that are misrepresenting what the church is, and help those understand, Father God, that the church is the body of Christ on earth today. And Father, you have people in those different expressions of religious life who are deceived and have been deceived and are involved in those false systems of religious life. And we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every expression of false religion in the system of the world. And we're asking you, Father God, to bring into the church those who are at this time apart from the church and involved in those false systems of religion. And Father, in doing that, initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing spiritual renewal to the church. Father, we need renewal. The church is the body of Christ on earth today. The church is the bride of Christ on earth today. And it has been so misrepresented in so many nations. So, Father God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, bringing spiritual renewal to the church. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord, do it. Our next item, we're going to pray asking God to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nations of the world. Please hear me clearly. Hear me clearly. There are so many false systems of religion in the world, as there was in the day of Christ. It was misrepresented in the day of Christ. Christ himself had to correct Pharisees, Sadducees, the high priest. He had to correct those who were in positions of religious leadership. What we want God to do today, we want him to penetrate. Put any name you want to on it. Put any name you want to put on that false system of religion, but we want God to penetrate the false system of religion in the nations of the world and bring out of those false systems of religion those that he has known before the foundation of the world would eventually come to Christ. Let's pray that right now. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we contend to come before your throne at this time. And Father, we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nations of the world. Nothing new. Nothing new about false systems of religion in the world. So, Father God, we understand that these false systems of religion were initiated by Satan in hell. This was planned. This scheme was put together by satanic powers and Satan, and we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to penetrate the false systems of religion in the nations of the world. Father, we understand that in each of those systems there are no doubt some who are of the elect. So we want you to penetrate that false system and bring out those who are of the elect. Father God, we understand that they misrepresent the Word of God. They misrepresent the doctrine. And Father God, in misrepresentation of the doctrine, there's a misrepresentation of what they do, what they are, how they act, their practices within those religious organizations. Oh, Father God, penetrate the darkness and the deception of these false systems of religion in the nations of the world and bring forth light, bring forth truth that will stand before the throne of God as truth and spare some of those who have been deceived by these false systems of religion, and let them understand what it means to truly be born again. Faith in Christ Jesus. To be born again, become a new creation in Christ Jesus through acknowledging they're a sinner, receiving Christ as their Savior. So, Father, we're asking you to penetrate the false system of religion in the nations of the world. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Father. Please do it. All right, our next item. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. It's busy. The spirit of Antichrist is busy, busy, busy in the nations of the world. So we're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Let's go before the throne of God right now with that prayer request. Righteous Heavenly Father, we are believer priests. We are soldiers of the cross. And we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world. Father, Satan needs people. You need people. He needs those who will represent him and his kingdom. You need those who will represent you and your kingdom. His goal, we understand, is one world order. He wants to control the world. And he is seeking to install a one world order. And within that one world order, we understand he needs a one world religion. One world religion. He wants, Father God, satanic worship. He wants that one world religious system to be involved in satanic worship. And so he's attacking at every level of life in every nation. Oh, Father God, we want you to neutralize his power. We're asking you neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world in every level. He is working at every level. He is working in every expression of life in the nations of the world. So we're asking you, our Lord and our God, to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world and for a season, Lord. We understand eventually what has to happen, but not on our watch. Not on our watch. You can raise up in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation and the nations of the world, those who will stand opposed to what Satan is trying to accomplish. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. All right. Now we come to that time we pray for you. We pray for each other. I want you to go before the throne of God. Lay your heart out. Is it physical? Is it spiritual? Is it matrimonial? Is it financial? Whatever it may be. Go before the throne of God. You are a child of God. Go before the throne of your heavenly Father and express to him your desire. Tell him what you'd like for him to do in your life, in your body, in your marriage, in your finances, whatever it may be. We're going to join you in a minute, and we're going to pray with you. We're going to go collectively, corporately before the throne of God on your behalf, of all of us, going together on behalf of each other. So right now, pray, asking God to address that issue or those issues in your life that you want him to address. Don't be bashful. Come boldly before the throne of God. Do that right now. The word says you have not because you ask not. Ask. Ask. Don't be hesitant. Don't be bashful. Be brave. Be assertive. Give the Lord your prayer request. Believing. Willing to believe, willing to receive. Some of you need a move of God in your home, in your life, in your body. Don't be bashful. Lay before the Lord. Heavenly Father, you never promised us a carefree life. We understand that every day of the world we're subject to satanic attacks. We understand that the sins of the fathers in the bloodline can influence and affect us. We understand that we live in mortal, everyday human bodies that are subject to all manner of problems. But we understand this too, Father, you're on your throne. You are the Lord God of the universe. You designed the human body. You designed the human body, and we as your children, you know everything that touches our lives, be it physically, mentally, spiritually, emotional, and I'm asking you, we are coming before your throne collectively and corporately together, and we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the lives of these who have joined this contrite prayer. We are asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit addressing that issue in their life or those issues in their life that need to be addressed that can only be addressed by you. Father, we understand you're the sovereign God of this universe. Jesus, you said, I have all power, all power. And you didn't lose any of that power when you came out of that tomb. So we're asking you, our Father and our God, for your grace and your mercy and your love, your understanding. And we're asking for your ear. We want you to hear and answer some of these prayers. Father, we want some praise reports to come out of this. We want some praise reports. We don't want to just be religious people. We want to be Spirit-led, Spirit-anointed, children of God, involved in advancing the kingdom of God. And we want to do it in healthy bodies, healthy bodies. Father, you can heal things that the doctors can't heal. You understand what's going on in the body at times when the doctors don't understand what's going on in the bodies. We're not putting the doctors down, but we understand the reality of life. But there's nothing too difficult for you. You said so, Jesus. You said nothing was too difficult for you. So I'm asking you, we are asking you to address every situation and every circumstance that's been brought before your throne in this concert of prayer on behalf of the nation of the world, the kingdom of God, and the believer priest involved in this concert of prayer. We're asking for a move of your Holy Spirit. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong, Lord, by hearing and answering prayer. And then let those for whom you answer those prayers give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And Father God, if you'll do this, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And all of God's people said, we will, Father. We will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And this we present and pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thanks so much for being a part of our concert of prayer for the month of July. Till we get a chance to do it again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.